and the Torah was known by Salim.
So, the Shaila is that this year, Motzei Yom Kippur falls also Motzei Shabbos. So there's quite a few differences. There's an interesting few of them when they go together, these two things. So this is going to bring out a few halachas nechus Havdalah. Now this, Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos is the brachas are Yayin, then we make a bracha Mereish, then Besamim, and then Havdalah. Yeah? Now Yayin and Havdalah is normal Havdalah. Now, Boi Mereish and Besamim are also put in the middle as well. Of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because we all know that the Boi Mereish we make on Motzei Shabbos is because that's when Adam Rishon he saw it came dark and he realized that he didn't want to until he got the seichel to be able to know how to take two brimstones and to bring out fire. So made a fire in this world was only created on Motzei Shabbos. I thought it was fire. The bunch who created the world is fire, but fire made by human was only created on Motzei Shabbos. So made it for zeicher davar. We make a bracha for zeicher davar to remind us that Motzei Shabbos was a time when fire was first created, the first time ever. It was a whole day. It was 2 days. Well, whatever. No, it was from Yom Rishon, but 2 days of man in the world. There was no fire, right? Then what Cholentim on the mission had to that Shabbos. So that is Boi Mereish. And then besides that, Chazal wants us to make another bracha Boi Mereish B'Samim, and that is because we know that the Gemara says in Beitza, the Gemara says that on Shabbos we get an Neshama Yisera, and the Neshama Yisera leaves on Motzei Shabbos, and it's difficult for us. It's we're supposed to feel that there's something's left us, and the Neshama is what's the chush that's most attached to ruchnius is a besamim, is a reach, the chush hareach. Made him besamim to be. So that's it. Now, Motzei Yom Tov, we don't have any of this. Motzei Yom Tov, there's only two brachas. There's Bo Perek Ofen and Amavdol. That's it. There's only two brachas. Besides all the psukim before, but there's only two brachas. There's no Mereish and there's no besamim. Why? Because the Motzei Yom Tov, the ish wasn't created. And mina besamim because there's no neshama yisayah on Yom Tov. Neshama yisayah note is only on Shabbos. When you get this special neshama yisayah only on Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Okay, so that's this difference. Clear difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos there's four brachas and there's two which lechayr didn't belong to Havdalah. But Chazal instituted and put it in Havdalah. Where Mereish and mina besamim and Yom Tov you don't have it. So therefore it's only just the Havdalah. Like Kiddush. What's Kiddush? Kiddush is just Bo Perek Ofen and then Kiddush. So Havdalah, Bo Perek Ofen and Havdalah. Shabbos they decided to add these two brachas. So now, comes along Motzei Yom Kippur. So Mechaber said that this, in similar topic of Yishchav Dalet, Mavdilin al HaKoyis, Ve'in Mevorchen al Besomim, if I have time I'll touch that, why? Ve'in Mevorchen al Besomim. I'm going to skip now. But Mevorchen al Oyu, but there is Bo Mereish. On Motzei Yom Kippur, so let's say Yom Kippur is on a Monday, or it's on a Wednesday, you make Bo Mereish, why? Okay, wait, the Mechaber doesn't say why. The Mechaber says there's a condition. That now Motzei Yom Kippur says the Mechaber, you also make Bo Mereish, but not like Motzei Shabbos where you light a fire, you light the Havdalah candle. No, on Motzei Yom Kippur you can't make a bracha Bo Mereish on fire that was now created. You can't make Bo Mereish that fire was now created. That's the Mechaber doesn't explain why. But the Mishnah Berurah over here and in Hilchos Shabbos. In both places, they overlap each other. He explains the differences like this. I'm just saying outside. Motzei Yom Kippur, we shouldn't really be making Bo Mereish. Why are we making Bo Mereish? Why is the Mechaber saying making Bo Mereish? So I'll say this, for a different reason, totally different reason why we make Bo Mereish Motzei Yom Kippur. And that is because of this. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to use fire. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to light. You're allowed to put fire, a candle on the table for the light. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to use fire. Yom Kippur is also Yom Tov. But Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to use fire. Yom Kippur, there's no heter of oichel nefesh. Yeah, maybe probably talking because that's because it's achila. I don't know. Just going to hear now. But there's no heter oichel nefesh on Yom Kippur. Yeah. So Mela, even though it's a Yom Tov, Chazal want us to have it clear in our minds the difference between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. That Yom Tov you're allowed to use fire and Kippur you're not. So what did they say? They said like this: on Motzei Yom Kippur, we want you to make a bracha Bo Mereish, and the fire has to be and the bracha you're making has to be on a fire. That existed Shoshavas. What does it mean Shoshavas? that existed that was already created before Yom Kippur. And it lasted all the way through Yom Kippur until now. And what we're doing, we're saying like this, that now, till now, on Yom Kippur, I couldn't benefit from it. I couldn't benefit. Because I'm not allowed to cook. I can't move it around to take it to the table and to learn from, or to ever to... I can't take a benefit off it. I can't derive benefit off it. I'd rather it can sit there and you can look at it. But you can't, exactly, but you can't take benefit off it. Yeah, it also needs to be about. So and what's Yom Kippur standing now becomes Hutta. Now, so Mela, we make a brach and say this. This flame that I've got in front of me, I wasn't allowed to use in Yom Kippur. Thank you very much for bringing it. Now I'm allowed to use it. So this is only... Wait, stood. The Mufarsh Master, Poskim Master. Now this is only this. The reason, if the reason is as we said, so you can only make a bracha on a candle that existed long before Yom Kippur. You can't now bring a new candle because this new flame that you're lighting now, or this Eitzim HaVolim, you can't say, "Well, thank you very much. I could enjoy this because I couldn't enjoy this till now." No, because it didn't exist. You have to take a flame that was here that you couldn't benefit from and say, "Now I can benefit from. Now I make a berimarish on it." Yeah. So the Poskim Master, what about so Shabbos should also be the same reason why you're going to have to have Nishu Shabbos? I don't remember the answer. The Poskim discuss it. If you look, see properly, the Poskim ask that. Anyway, okay. So that this is that. Yeah. You're right. Can't from Shabbos. The Poskim say I saw when I was preparing. I saw you can't. I don't remember now. Yeah. So now, okay, fine. So now, so we've got Yom Kippur. It's different to Yom Tov. Yom Kippur. Now we added Bari Marish. Okay. Now. And when I explained, it has to be Dafka and Esha Shabbos. Now, the question is, the obvious question is as follows. What happens if Yom Kippur falls on Motzei Shabbos? So let's say like this. Else Motzei Shabbos, you anyway have to make a brach and Abri Meirish on. So you're not to make a new fire. So forget about the fact that I have to make Meirish on because it's Motzei Yom Kippur. But, okay, so let's say I don't have an Esha Shabbos. I don't have an Esha Shabbos. So the Chariya, it doesn't matter, I should still be able to make Bari Marish out of the Motzei Shabbos, right? Okay. And Chema. Right? Like a Tchila, should be able to do that. So says the Mishnah Brura this. Achein, Emchal Yom HaKippurim B'Shabbos, Motem Medina Levarach Motzei Shabbos, Halo Yizeh. Well, what's the problem? Because the way we explain, true Al Yom Kippur, I'm going to need an Esha Shabbos. Yeah, okay. But I anyway have to make a remarish as the Motzei Shabbos, so I should be allowed to. Achein, Minag Ha'olam Lahachmin. Says the Mishnah Brura, but the Minag Ha'olam is even a Motzei Yom Kippur, and that's Taka, we're Medakdip. To even such a Motzei Yom Kippur of Motzei Shabbos, we still try and get an Esha Shabbos. We'll buy still an Esha Shabbos candle, a candle that lasts for more than 24 hours. 24 hours is too knap, right? We still. Why? Why says the Mishnah Brura brings from Magen Avraham? And Avraham says, because the reason why we should be machmeh is because it's mashmeh that the mechaba, doesn't speak out. He doesn't differentiate between motzi and kippah that falls on motzi shabbos. He doesn't differentiate. Like in Hilchas Besamim, I missed that before. He does differentiate. If we've got time, we'll come back to it. But he doesn't differentiate. And anyway, it's mashmeh even if it falls on motzi shabbos, you have to still use an esher shabbos. Okay, so I was trying to understand why. So before. So, but the Shatzin says it, I've got Rishonim, I found Rishonim here, that's very clear that you don't need the Nesha Shabbos Motzei Shabbos. You don't need Mitzvah. That's why, Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur, that's why you don't need, that's why the Mishnah Brura Paskins, that Medina, you're allowed to make on a normal Avodah candle, you do not need Nesha Shabbos. Right? But he still brings, the Katkhila, you do not need, I won't say Katkhila, I would say Medina, you do not need one. So it means if you forgot, and you don't have one, you don't have, then it's fine. Let's say it went out, whatever it is. But the minute go in them.
I can write a match.
What?
I shouldn't think that I don't actually have Yom Kippur to light a match for.
Because I can't really know, you shouldn't do that either.
Shouldn't do that.
Right, why? Because the minute go in them is, and it comes from another. Yeah, that's what comes out. Yeah. Now, what's this minhag? What's this minhag? Comes from Avraham. Now, what's the pshat in this? So I saw the Shatzim brings from Ritva. The Ritva says that is. The Ritva says, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Just because it's Motzei Shabbos, right? Okay, so Motzei Shabbos, you're right. You should be able to make Bari Marish, and it's true, you're allowed to. But just because it's Motzei Shabbos and you're making anyway Borei Mereish because of Motzei Shabbos, why are you not supposed to make Borei Mereish as well on the Takanas Chazal? Because now you can be Nana. We want to differentiate Yom Kippur to Yom Tov. Why should you lose that out? So it means Avada, you're allowed to make the bracha. Avada, you're allowed to make if it's not Nesh Shabbat. But Nesh Shabbat is also telling you, there's another reason why. And for that, we're going to have a Nesh Shabbat. So said it's better to make a bracha b'meish on such a fire that's got both. Yeah, that's got both meilas in it. Say out the normal Nesh Shabbat, and say out the Yom Kippur, as Muslim Kippur. And that's why the Mishabur brings the Minig Oilem is Takmach. So that's the great explanation why the Minig Oilem is to Machmeh to take a Nesh Shabbat even this year. Yeah. Now there's three and a half kaminas between going back to a normal Motzei Shabbos. There's three and a half kaminas, and the third one we'll see it's going to touch back to what we just now discussed. The first two is quite an interesting one, and they are this: the mechaber as in the Shabbos that you're not mechuyev to look for a flame on Motzei Shabbos. If you don't have, okay, it's too bad. You don't have. So says the Sha'atzion over there. Says the Sha'atzion that
you're better on a regular Yom Kippur of your week. You haven't got a Nesh Shabbos. Don't.
No. Motzei Shabbos again. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber adds a Motzei Shabbos. A normal Motzei Shabbos. If you don't have Avdala candle, you don't have anything. You don't have matches. You don't have anything. You don't have to mechal achrav. You don't have to go and look for a flame not to make a bracha. But says the Mechaber, Motzei Yom Kippur, you do.
Why?
Motzei Yom Kippur, you do. So it says, yeah, you have to. You have to be fine.
You can't light.
No. You need to look for one. No, you can't. You can't light. No, we just said that. That's what we said earlier.
No,
you can't light. A normal Motzei Yom Kippur, if you don't have a flame around, there's mitzvah lechaza achrav. Try and get one. Not light one. You can't, it doesn't matter.
I don't light.
No. Yeah, you can't light, because we said you have to be in Nesh Shabbos. Yeah.
Not to light on fresh light, you can't light
on neighbor. Not, a fresh light. Not to light a fresh light, yeah. Yeah, not
to light a fresh light.
No, because useless. You can't make a brach on a fresh light, we said, right? But what you need to do is try and find the Nesh Shabbos by a neighbor. Try and find the Nesh Shabbos if you can. If you can't, you can't. Okay. In other words, Motzei Shabbos, if you don't have, doesn't matter. Motzei Yom Kippur, if you don't have, no. Mitzvah lechad achov, look for one. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Sha'atzion. What's the difference? The difference is as follows, right? You already know what I'm going to say? The difference is simple. Motzei Shabbos, it's just because the fire was created, so we want to thank Hashem. So if you don't have, you don't have. What can you do? If you don't have an apple to make haitz on, you don't make haitz. Too bad. So it's similar, right? Masheke Motzei Yom Kippur, it's not because it's just Chazal said it's a nice idea to put in there. No, Chazal want to make an havdalah over here. Chazal want us to bring out on Yom Kippur. There's another type of havdalah which I don't have on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, I could have always lit. I could have always had a fire. I could always light a fire. Betzem. But on Yom Kippur,
I can't.
So Meila says the Sha'atzion, more than that, it's part of a Havdalah. It's not just another thing that Chazal said, let's put it in there. It belongs to Havdalah. Why? Because this is what a Mavdil ben Kodesh L'Chayri ben L'Chayshah is number one, the Kedusha. And number two is, well, fire. Fire is part of Havdalah. Meila, that's why you have to Mechaz Achra. You have to Mechaz Achra. Right? Right? That's one nafkimina. Another nafkimina is instant nafkimina. I'm going to say a bit quicker. That you have to have an avuka. The Mechaber writes, mitzvah min avuka to have an avuka, to have a havdalah candle. Right? But do you have to have avuka Motzei Yom Kippur? We all know we don't. And Nesh Shabbos, one small tiny flame. You know, who's going to buy an avuka to last for 30 hours? No one's going to. Right? Yeah. So that's another thing. You have to have avuka or not. Do you have to have avuka or not? Those are two nafkaminas, right? Those are two nafkaminas. Now, third nafkaminas are this, and it's a little bit more detailed, and I explain to you, so I'll try and explain it as clear as possible in a short time. The third nafkamina is this. What happens if a goy lit a candle on Shabbos, right? He didn't do an Avera. He lit a candle on Shabbos, and it's Motzei Shabbos now, and you have the flame in front of you. Are you allowed to make Borei Mereish on that flame? No. You're not allowed to make a Borei Mereish on that flame. Why? No, Motzei Shabbos. Right? No, Motzei Shabbos. You cannot make Borei Mereish on a goy, on a goy's flame. Why? Because he didn't do any Averas. Because he's a goy. But it was Nasa ba Avera. A flame being made on Shabbos is an averidic flame, not because the person who did it did an aver, but a flame shouldn't be made on Shabbos. It's a bit. That's what the pasuk. That's clear. Now, what happens if you on Motzei Shabbos take a flame off that fire? The halach is you can make brei merish on that. Why? Because we're monoshek. If this fire, this new flame you have over here, is the old one, the goy's flame, if it's the goy's flame. If it's mutter, right? You're allowed to. Why? Because it's a new flame. It's a brand new flame. It's not a flame that was made on Shabbos. It's a brand new flame that was made now on Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, no, we take on. It's a brand new flame on Motzei Shabbos. That's halach in Hilchos Shabbos. But when it comes to Hilchos Yom Kippur, you can't do that, right? Because the mechaber says the mechaber, Yisrael shehidlik meirat kechavim, which lit on Yom Kippur itself, ein mevarchin al b'motzei mekipurim. Even on Motzei Shabbos you can, but Yom Kippur not. Why? Why? Because here's the problem. Because here you're stuck. Because if you're telling me because it's not Nasa Bavira, so it's a new flame, it's not Nesha Shabbos. If you're telling me it was done in Yom Kippur, so it's a Nesha Shabbos, but it was Nasa Bavira. So Meman of Shech, you can't do on Yom Kippur. So again, this is. If the goy, of course, yeah. If it was done, of course, you got Nesh Shabbos. Yeah, then of course you can take off that. There's no problem. But if it's on Yom Kippur, that's the third nafkamina. Now, says the Magen Avraham, and this is going to be enough. This is going to be the Mishnah Berurah's psak. Says the Magen Avraham that it sounds like from this mechaber that not only if the goy lit it on Yom Kippur and then you went and lit it off, hit off that on Motzei Yom Kippur, then no good. What happens if a goy or you lit it on Motzei Yom Kippur and you take a flame off that on Motzei Yom Kippur? So of course it won't help. Of course, no good. Because not in Shabbos. Even though it's a new flame and the flame never came off. Eitzim v'avonim. It was never came from the match. From striking the match, it came off it. So you right? Says Magen Avraham this. The Mechaber writes, "Yeshoyimrim, shemavarchim olav ma'amud rishon veilich." There is a shita. The Ramban holds, and the Mechaber brings down a dina that you can make a bracha on that. Again, if you strike a match on Motzei Yom Kippur, strike a match, and then take a flame, take a candle, and take that flame off and put onto a candle, yeshoyimrim, you can make, and it's called Nesha Shabbos. Why? I don't know exactly what Hezbollah is. It's called an Esh Shabbos. Maybe because the Issa is to actually strike. That's when Chazal say we don't allow you to make a bracha on that. But if it's a flame, which is just a flame on its own, which comes off another flame, then it could. I don't know exactly what. Says Mishnah Berurah, that let's go back to what we said before, that the Mina Go'ilam is. The Mina Go'ilam is. Now this is now back to La Halacha. The Mina Go'ilam is to be Machme, to use an Esh Shabbos. On a Motzi Yom Kippur that falls on Motzei Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, but. To this heter of striking a match and taking a flame off that match, which we said a second ago, look, there's a shit that holds, you're allowed to do a Motzei Yom Kippur. If Motzei Yom Kippur falls on the Shabbos, then you're allowed to. Even though we don't hold that shit on a normal Motzei Yom Kippur, but even though you're machmeh like the Minei Goyim, like the Magen Avraham, to take an Esher Shabbos even on this Motzei Yom Kippur this year, but a gabba that chumrah of striking a match and taking a flame off that, and making a new flame of that, which we say doesn't work on Yom Kippur, if Motzei Yom Kippur is on Motzei Shabbos, it does work. Right? That Ladina. Mishnah Berurah brings Ladina. So let's just quickly sum up. On Motzei Yom Kippur, we need a Nesha Shabbos, not a Numan Avdolah candle. Number two, you have to be Mechaza Achrov. You need to go for it, you need to look for it. And the Shaatzin explains, because the Chelik of Avdolah, that's part of Avdolah, because that we explained. And number three, right? So there's three halachas which come out very clear. You have to Nesha Shabbos, you have to mechaza achrov. You should try your best. Doesn't mean you have to. You should try your best. Not like Motzei Shabbos. And number three is that on such a case, only on this Motzei Yom Kippur this year, you're allowed to be makel and use a light, a flame that comes off a striking of a match, because we've got shit to the mechaber and meka. Then you don't even need an Esher Shabbos anyway. So maybe you can be makel.
One small thing I want to keep you. Why does it need Nesha Shabbos?